Do you feel too full after meals like your digestion could use a little support? Try Bitterex from Quiksilver Scientific. Bitterex is a blend of botanical bitter extracts designed to support healthy digestion and your body's natural digestive processes. Bitter herbs have been used for centuries to support digestive function, helping stimulate digestive activity. Just a few pumps before meals make Quiksilver Scientific's Bitterex easy to add to your routine. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to our Sunday Talks, an exclusive series for the patrons of the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's talk was edited and adapted from The Divine Art of Living by Kathleen Besley, published in 1917. The essence of all religion is love. If we had perfect and universal love, we would have realized all of the teachings of Jesus. The world would be rid of all evil. St. Paul has given the clearest and most wonderful analysis of love in the 13th chapter of 1 Corinthians. Paul at the time of that writing was an old man. He had endured many trials. His soul had passed through the crucible of fire. He had been the author of massacres and tortures. He was present at the stoning of Stephen. His hands were stained with blood when he was converted on the road to Damascus. We must know then that Paul was fairly inspired when he wrote this letter to the Corinthians, and we must conclude that his definition of love was the result of his own transformative experiences. Paul tells us that love is the combination of 9 qualities: patience, kindness, generosity, humility, courtesy, unselfishness, good temper, guilelessness, and sincerity. All of these qualities may be acquired by earnest, persevering effort, and the degree of happiness achieved is dependent wholly upon the strength of the effort. Patience is a rare and noble quality, and difficult for most of us. It may be acquired by the desire for it, along with constant watchfulness. We often yield to impatience due to what we regard as stupidity in others, forgetting that we ourselves are often stupid. Kindness is, of course, an integral part of love. It goes with patience. Kindness that is doleful or studied is of little value. It is the kindness that comes spontaneously that upbuilds character, and out of it comes joy and optimism. As has been said, the thought that precedes the act is the vital thing. Thus, when we constantly cultivate kind thoughts, kind acts follow. Generosity does not lie wholly in the gifts of money or things. We can readily recall men and women who made large gifts to philanthropy, because by doing so they may advance to a higher place in what is known as fashionable society. That purpose is altogether selfish. Real generosity is found in sacrifice, in the giving of ourselves in loving service, and in extending strong, helpful thoughts. True humility lies in the knowledge that all power comes from God, and in giving credit to the infinite Spirit for all good. We are the children of God, but we must realize our limitations. Of myself I can do nothing. We know that all things are possible to God, and that God is omnipresent in each one of us as well as everywhere. Courtesy is love manifested in our relations with one another. It means gentleness of speech and thought, the absence of rudeness, the employment of kindness and consideration in the conduct of the daily affairs of life. A false courtesy is that which comes alone from the cold and trained form of education and acts automatically. A truly courteous man or woman is one possessed of a loving spirit, always seeking to be helpful. Unselfishness requires nothing in return for service. One who is truly unselfish gives freely of everything without thought of value, without expectation or hope or gratitude. The act of giving brings its own joy and happiness. A good temper is fundamental to good character. It should go without saying that a person with a good temper is much better loved and served than the one with a bad temper. Most importantly, one who habitually controls their temper finds it easier to persuade others in the right direction, and thus adds a practical side to general efficiency. Guilelessness and sincerity imply uprightness, the absence of evil or impure thoughts, honest, genuine endeavor to think and act on the lines of absolute truth and honor. Besides these 9 qualities of love, there is an almost indefinable value that we might compare with the light that makes the colors of the prism visible. It is the spirit of joy that comes with doing good, the light that spreads happiness and gladness to others. The path of duty need not lead along such dark and somber ways like the Puritans once followed. Rather, should it be illumined by radiant cheerfulness, knowing that love eases all burdens and makes living an endless joy. If we follow its way, we have learned the most important lesson of life.